32 degrees on the temperature gauge on the motorcycle.
Oh, that's unbelievable. So you've got the warm conditions, the riding conditions are perfect. And what part of Russia do we find you in?
Okay, Darren, we've travelled down the Volga River. We're in a little place called Astrakhan. When I say little, it's not really much little about cities in Russia, but it's right on the Volga River, and we're about 50 kilometres from the border with Kazakhstan in the south. And tomorrow we're going to cross the border into Kazakhstan and travel across the desert. So we won't see any apples yet, Millie, but hopefully next time we cross into Kazakhstan, we will.
Yeah, I'm just looking on the map, actually, as you're talking, we're trying to locate you. So it's 32 degrees. What's the landscape like around?
Well, we travelled down from Volgograd, which was the old Stalingrad, which was a fantastic a tribute to the battle that there was, where 2 million people lost their lives. And as we travelled south, it's just got more desert country, but you're still in the valley of the Volga River. So there's irrigation, a lot of watermelons sold on the side of the road, tomato plants and crops like that. But as soon as you leave the Volga, it's flat, desert, and hardly a tree in sight. So it's a bit like that country. It reminded me very much of crossing the Nullarbor, Darren, I've got to say.
Oh, right. Yeah, so that's just desolate nothingness, isn't it, really? Flat.
Yeah. But as soon as you get to the river, there's all irrigation settlements, similar to what you have along the Murray and places, but without the trees, I suppose.
Yeah. And the weather, as you go along, as you head east, what will happen to the weather? Will it slowly deteriorate and get colder as you go along, I guess?
Well, I think we've got a fair few hot days in front of us. There's a British guy in front who keeps emailing us, and he hit 42 degrees yesterday.
Whoa.
So it's going to get warm. So lots of water, lots of hydration. We've met up with a French-Canadian guy who's travelling on a bike with a sidecar.
Oh.
And he's been travelling around the world too, Damien. So we're going to keep up with him and make sure we've got plenty of refreshments. And until we hit... we're only spending a couple of days in Kazakhstan and we'll be in Uzbekistan,
yeah.
Right at the bottom of the Aral Sea. So... It's on the Silk Road. Where we are now is right on the major Silk Road route into Europe.
Mm.
So we expect to see a lot of beautiful ancient sites from the days of the Silk Road.
Mm. Good stuff. Brian, everything... So you're not the only one. You think that sort of you're a pioneer, you're an explorer, you're out there by yourself, but there's people from all over the world doing similar journeys and adventures, isn't there?
Yeah, there are, Darren, but let me tell you, yesterday in our hotel, I looked out the window and there's these two old vintage cars.
Oh.
One was a 1920s-something Dodge and the other one was a Whippet from about the same era with Victorian and Australian number plates.
What?
And these guys have been travelling from... Monica is Bondi to the Baltic, and over the last few years they've been travelling these old cars across the world. So, you know, we're a little bit eccentric, but I think you have to be a little bit crazy to do that too, don't you?
Yeah, well, you mentioned, speaking of the Nullarbor, you would have seen the same thing. You see people walking, you see them on unicycles, you see them just on push bikes, just all these crazy dudes just travelling the road of life.
That's it, have a dream. Think I might do that tomorrow and just do it.
That's exactly right, Millie. You get out there and do your thing and, life's too short not to do it. So these guys are having an absolute ball keeping these old cars going. Everywhere they go, people stop and laugh, and Russians have been such fantastic people. You know, the language is a bit of a problem, but it's also a bit of an icebreaker. If you make an effort, people will talk to you and laugh and joke and carry on. It's just great. And on the Volga here, it's summertime, as you can imagine. There's people walking along and there's little jumping castles and horse rides for the kids and all that sort of stuff. And we all laugh and smile and carry on. So people around the world, they're all the same.
They're all the same. And everyone enjoys a cold beer on a hot day. Speaking of which, what's the Russian beer like?
Damn good, Darren. That's what I say.
I have no idea, Darren.
good to hear, Brian. Well,
it's not too bad at all. I haven't ventured into the vodka realm yet, Darren, but I'm told that it's very inhospitable to want to share a vodka with a Russian.
So next week we'll speak to you from Kazakhstan, I guess.
Let's hope we can have a signal, Darren, but yes, I think we'll either be in Kazakhstan or Uzbekistan.
The adventure continues. Stay upright. That's Brian Ricks, former head of the Victorian Homicide Squad, travelling with partner Shirley around the world, the Sunburnt in Siberia tour.
So much fun. I mean, I remember you know being here a few years ago and they were in Chile in
That's
snow.
Right. That's right.
Unbelievable.
And the adventure continues.
Amanda here. I'm about to recline at Backer Design in a Norwegian-built stressless recliner.